This week we are considering the story of the rich man and Lazarus, which Jesus spoke to warn the Pharisees about the love of money. As you may recall, the rich man held a daily feast while Lazarus starved outside the gate. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. We have no backstory on Lazarus, how he lived his life, how he trusted in God. We know, however, that when he died, God's angels carried him to the never-ending feast in heaven, where he was seated at the place of honor by the side of the first patriarch, Abraham. On the other hand, we know the selfish man may have been a community leader, but he cared nothing for his neighbor, for those less fortunate. He trusted in his wealth, not God. In death, the rich man was alone, condemned for his lack of faith in God's mercy. We know the rich man did not have faith in God, for faith in God brings forth good works which serve those in need. Although we cannot see into a man's heart, we can see the fruits of their labors. After all, we confess that we are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, and love our neighbors as ourselves. The judgment was swift. Both men quickly knew their fate. Lazarus was at the heavenly banquet. The rich man even lacked water to quench his thirst. May our Lord grant us faith, which trusts in his promises and bears good fruit for the benefit of our neighbors. Amen.